Can you hear me?
Hey, Dawn, I can hear you.
Whoa, you can? That's pretty cool.
Wow, we're both here. I'm glad.
That's very nice. Very cool and very fun.
A great discovery we've had.
I wonder why it didn't work on my end. That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, now that we're here, like, I think it's fine.
Yeah, we did it. That's what matters.
I mean, really,
life's a journey.
Life finds a way.
For some reason, I don't know why, but I thought you were going to do Forrest Gump, even though you were clearly doing Jeff Goldblum. I was like,
I'm sorry to mislead you. Life's a box of chocolates.
Lots of chocolates.
Wow. So welcome to our podcast.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, but don't sing the song.
Don't sing it.
I watched Spy Kids last night. Sorry, that was
That's okay.
I watched Spy Kids last night, and it was weird. A weird reminder that Alan Cumming was in that movie. And
yeah.
He was also in Eyes Wide Shut. Think about that sometimes. It's so weird. He was only in it for like 1 second though.
Alan Cumming is such a weird dude.
Yeah, every Saturday he does his little Saturday night on Broadway thing, and
It's Saturday night on Broadway.
And now from the Bonnie Hills of Scotland with my mum, it's Saturday night on Broadway.
He has such a strange accent. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is.
What a strange man. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, knew him as Spy Kids guy for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would, like, pay attention to, like, the weird mole on his forehead.
You know the part when they're in the virtual room and Junie has to, and he's like, well, we can't get out, it can only be turned off from the outside, and Junie's like, Floop, I'm gonna help you and you're gonna help me, and then he spits the electric gumball onto his and then they can escape.
Oh my god.
And also, the other memory I can have of that movie is when they're like, it's him and the little boy, and they're like running through the halls, and the mom mm-hmm. and dad get like attacked by thumb thumbs. and he realizes that they're gone, but like there's not enough time, like they gotta get the third brain. But mm-hmm. he says, where's mom and dad? It's like disgusting. Oh my god.
Isn't he called like Butterfingers or something in it? But his sister, I think.
Yeah.
I just like remember like the extremely close up shots of like his sweaty hands. with hyperhidrosis and band-aids.
I have real sensitive sweat glands. Please don't make fun of my sweat stains.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then they're in the plane, and he finally like he's done with getting called names, and he's like, okay, diaper lady.
Why did you say it in that voice? Is that how it was said?
That's his voice.
Like slightly sensual. Why? Oh my god.
I can role play, I guess, but you have to.
Oh my god.
You can only call me diaper lady.
Yeah. Oh my god. Wow.
Oh, good.
Wow. That kid, Junie from Spy Kids, is married to Meghan Trainor right now.
Yeah. Oh, doesn't he look like that greasy still?
He looks like somehow worse, but you know,
God.
He looks like the sweaty calluses on his hands now, but that's fine.
Become sweaty. That's really good.
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully they're in
maybe,
a good relationship.
Maybe he'll have a glow up. You think maybe. He's gonna glow up?
I don't know. He looks very creepy right now, but that's fine. Because oh, I guess Meghan Trainor loves it. I don't know. Because she's maybe. Like, he loves my curves in bed. And I'm like, whoa, oh, Meghan, no.
Whoa. Meghan.
You know, from the whoa. Most reliable source, the Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail.
Oh my god. You know, that's also the source where they talked about Julianne Hough's foot fetish.
Oh.
So, you know,
awesome.
I trust them. I trust them.
Yeah. I trust them. They know what's up and they
Daily
know what teens like.
They know me as a teenager love
as
seeing
a teen,
that stuff.
They watched Teen Beach Movie 2. Mm-hmm. And then they yeah. saw the teens, and then they were like, I know what they like now.
I know. Oh my god.
I guess I have a pretty great idea of what teens do and do not like.
Mm,
and it's
I see.
Foot fetishes and Meghan Trainor.
Oh man.
That's all. Wow. That's all they have.
Remember when, like, the teens in, like, Disney Channel shows, like, okay, it would be like the main character's like big brother or something, and all mm-hmm. they'd do is like, hey butt face, and then they'd yeah. like grab a carton of milk from the fridge and like
yeah.
drink
did
it.
did you see the TikTok where she was like, oh, what's yeah, up barf breath,
oh,
you ready
god.
For your first day of sixth grade? You are gonna get
oh,
so bullied. When she oh said god. That I was like, oh my god, yeah.
and
good.
Now I just
gold.
Like think of that and I like think of like how horrible it must be to drink that much milk.
I'll do what I want, mom. I'm 15.
I do what I want. God, I'm in high school now.
God, I hate teenagers.
I do too.
It's sad because I hate teenagers, but I also hate old people.
Yeah.
So there's very few people that I do like. Almost
yeah.
none of them.
The thing is, I think millennials are kind of polite. They seem
yeah, they're nice.
They seem nice. Yeah.
They're nice. I just can't really. I don't just. They're just not very relatable.
Yeah.
Can't relate to the sense of humor that the Gen Z has created.
Yeah.
I hate saying Gen Z. I feel like
I know,
BuzzFeed or something.
I said Gen Z like at like dinner or something with my dad, and he laughed in my face, even though that is the right thing you're supposed to call it. It just sounds so stupid.
Yeah, oh the other day I was in the car with my dad, and I like someone like cut us off or something. He was like, "Oh mm-hmm. God, millennials!" And I was like, "That's something a boomer. That's
yeah.
something a boomer
only,
would say."
Only,
and
yeah.
he was like, "I'm not a boomer," and I was like, "Yeah, you're a Gen Xer."
Oh my god, I'm a Gen Xer. Oh my god, wow.
Excuse me, I am a Gen X. Generation X, like the Xbox. So
like
it's so pretty important.
Oh my god. It must have been
made.
Fun to live
we
in
built
the
90s. This city. Wait, yeah, I think it would be fun. I made a playlist last night. I
yeah.
thought it was really good, but looking back on it, it's really bad. But it has a lot of 90s music on it.
Okay, I thought for a
Steal
second
My
I thought
Sunshine.
You were... Oh, man, that's pretty good.
Steal My Sunshine.
For a second, I thought you were going to be like, I made a playlist that has the songs from the new Muppet movie with Jason Segel.
Of all the things,
well,
why
we
would
singing,
why?
We built this city?
Oh,
so I thought that like
oh, okay.
triggered something in your mind. In your mind,
I made a playlist with only songs from the Muppet movie. That's
oh,
right.
I have such specific memories that are linked to the songs from that movie. Like, okay, you know, like. Okay, so there's that song first off. There's like just in that song the part where Amy Adams goes like
Yeah. Yeah. I'm familiar.
God. And then there's
That's really
the
good.
part, okay, you know how like Muppets, like they look like they're moving fine and everything, but then all of a sudden they need a scene with them where they're riding a bike on their own.
Yeah, like anytime I see a Muppet's legs, it's like, oh no, that's not right. That's simply not
Whenever
right.
I hear like me and Julio down by the schoolyard now, I think of like Walter, like a drone shot
Walter's
of Walter on his bike, like slowly pedaling.
weird legs are like, all I can focus
My God. Wow. That's
wow.
like the only thing I
Yeah.
have enough of an attention
That and
span
like, okay,
for.
you know, a similar thing is in the Muppet Christmas Carol when it's Christmas present and they're at Bob Cratchit's house and Miss Piggy's like making dinner and then she's like, "Oh, I think I hear your father, children, and Tiny Tim." And then it cuts to a shot of Kermit and the baby Kermit, Tiny Tim, and
Baby Kermit.
you know what I'm saying? And they're like, he's like, baby Kermit's on his shoulders, and he's like singing like a little song for Christmas. Like Kermit's legs are like, he's doing this the Jeff Bridges, you
Oh
know, gutter
no,
balls
Jeff Bridges
walk.
stare.
That's awful.
Wow. Yeah, I think of also, okay, you know how like whenever like the Muppets are like walking or anything and it's kind of like focusing on like just one. For some reason they
Yeah,
always make their like heads do like a little bobble, like a little fidget. And like the one that I can recall specifically is like Kermit, whenever he's like walking and like admiring something, he'll like fidget his head around and like look at things.
Let me look at this flower. Oh, I'm wiggling my head, but you can't tell because this is a podcast.
Look at
Wiggle.
me. Wiggle.
Wiggle,
You know how
I've had quite
Fozzie does
enough.
waka waka, Kermit does wiggle
Wow.
wiggle. Oh my God. But just
Wow.
wow, the Muppets
Wow.
are a treasure to
Wow.
behold.
Wow.
And oh my
Wow.
God. And then also, like when I was younger, I used to like look up like these music video parodies with the Muppets still.
Have you
So
heard
like
the? Oh, I
oh
love those. I love those so much.
my God.
The one that's like smells like Teen Spirit and it's like an a
I love them, but like what compelled them
cappella
to like choose those songs
version done
specifically?
by
Because there was
like
like
Fozzie
Bohemian Rhapsody, Smells Like Teen Spirit, all of like just the worst
Yeah.
covers you could possibly
Just like
imagine for a
the
Muppet to
strangest
cover.
selection of songs like that they
Like,
possibly could have chosen.
I forget what the song's called, but there was one where it was like the Swedish Chef and Beaker, and it was like the it's not even one that has actual vocals in it. It's just me, 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 me. And at the end, I think like the Swedish Chef eats him or something. And then like I was just like, this is peak entertainment.
This is it.
The Muppets know what's up. They can get me to watch this for 3 minutes.
Yeah. Honestly, the video could be however long anyone wanted it to, but if it had a Muppet in it, I would watch the whole thing, you
I
know.
know, yeah.
'Cause like, what am I gonna do?
What
Not wait to see if they
think
put
I'm gonna
their
do?
long legs in it. Like, legs gonna make a cameo today? I hope so.
Oh my god, that's why I like movies that are like not even like Muppets brand, but just like Jim Henson that like some mm-hmm. people hate. So like things like The Dark Crystal or like Labyrinth or things like that. Yeah. If I can just see like a weird little felt creature like moving its legs and tap mm-hmm. dancing, I will be entertained. It yeah. doesn't matter what it means.
No, I love movies with like puppets. Puppets are like so cool. I used to want to be a ventriloquist, like a professionally. And I was like, that's a career I can have.
Yeah.
It's not.
That's a realistic job.
That's a realistic goal that I, Anna, a stupid dumb girl who's never even like held a puppet in real life, I can have that.
Rory it's Best for me. Would approve.
Oh my god. Wow. Just like, I hate those career things where you, when you so like take the quiz and get a career, because like every, and then he walks around and he's like, he asks you what career you get and you have to look him in the eye and say like, a postal service worker.
That was like so dumb because every
a dancer.
Okay, here's the thing: every single girl in our class, and no hate on nurses or anything, but mm-hmm. every single girl in our class wanted to be a nurse, and for that quiz, that's what they got. And so, good for them. Whatever.
Well, fair.
But I personally do not want to be an architect. I'm sorry, I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. A dumb, stupid thing like that. And then also, yeah. like, for the career choices, when you're looking at them, all it has is, like, the biggest chunk of, like, agriculture jobs, which, like, who would want to do God. That? Like,
I guess we're like, in the Midwest, but no. Yeah, and, like, maybe if we didn't go to that, like, I think it's really, we're the wrong demographic to become,
really
like,
are.
Farmers. But it's weird that they would continue to push that job on us. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. No one is farming ever except for, like, Griffin. He could farm. He's the only person I know who's even, like, strong enough to farm. He has, like, strong hands. No one else does.
Yeah, like, half of the people at our school are gonna, like, collapse anyway from, like, the pressure of gravity. So, no, we can't farm. Oh my god. But like
oh
with
my god.
Basically any other career choice that isn't like, oh, you wanna do business? You wanna work on farm? It like spits on you.
28-year-old girl, you love McDonald's.
You love charge, to twerk.
Charge your phone, be bisexual, eat hot chip and lie.
Oh my god.
Wow. That's that's epic. That's 100%
bro.
Really
that's
epic.
That's really epic, bro.
Oh my god.
Word vomit.
Whoa there, excuse partner.
Oh,
don't breathe
it's
too
like so
hard.
Steffy.
You might implode.
You know, from gravity, because I'm not
from gravity, because we go to golden time.
Gravity. Oh my god, there's too much Nick in my system, dude.
No. Bro!
Ooh. Oh my god.
Oh, we're on the ground.
Wow. I wonder if people are still gonna juul when we're like actual adults and it's legal.
Like, that's probably, like, I don't doubt it, but like, I thought you were gonna say like old. when we're like 60 if we make it that long.
Oh my god,
you got a mango pod.
You
there,
got a mango
sweetheart?
Pod. Oh my god,
thank you kindly.
Wow, we were like so close to almost getting rid of smoking, like so close, and then we were like, but what if you can make funny clouds?
Mm-hmm. Nicotine, like, oh, yeah. The nicotine corporation said, we were like, no more smoking. And they were like, please say psych. And we were like, psych. And
yeah.
That's, well,
and
that's
we
a
really
story
that.
You can tell your grandchildren.
Oh my
please
God.
Say psych.
And please say
did.
Psych. And please the say. Rest is history.
And well, frankly, That's exactly what we did.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man. What a cool history lesson for the all the people.
The children. The children love the books. Oh, my God. Wow.
Wow. Every time we say that, a fairy dies.
Every time I think about fairies, I think about, there was like this weird like Peter Pan live action movie that was like, I think it was from like 2002 or something, but I think Tinkerbell was dying in it, and then Peter Pan, like, mind you, he hadn't broken the fourth wall for the entire movie, but at that part specifically he looked directly into the camera and said, "Say you believe in fairies," or something like that. And, like, me as, like, a five-year-old was like, "Okay, Peter," who is also, like, weird. I don't know.
Played by a girl, probably.
Allison Willie. Oh my, there's so many weird Peter Pan adaptations. Like, there's the one with Allison Williams and, like, Christopher. Oh, God. Wait. Oh, God. Christopher Walken. Why did I forget his name? I don't
know. Wow, that was sad.
Yeah, it really was. Moment. After I've been saying, "Are you a scary pirate?" Yes. I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know why there's, like, barely any recordings of just that part alone.
I can't find it anywhere.
All of, like, the good things I remember about live television, like that scene, and also like the New Year's performance with Mariah Carey, where, like,
oh my God, her
audio drops. And, like, she's like, "Walk me down, boys." That also doesn't exist, and it upsets me so much. Man.
You know, you'd think they'd, like, keep that somewhere for when we want it.
Like, we live in the internet days.
Yeah, like, if this were like 1989, then maybe I'd be like, well, like, it's gone forever, and that's the magic of TV.
But it now lives on in my memories.
No, I watched The Sound of Music live 10 times, and it, like, wasn't good. Anytime.
Every single, like, live musical performance, like, tell me one that was, like, good and will be remembered forever. Like, nobody's like, "Oh my God, my favorite adaptation of The Sound of Music is the one with Carrie Underwood."
"Grandchildren, gather around. I have something to tell you. You all know the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic, The Sound of Music. Well, when I was young, they put it on TV, starring country music star Carrie Underwood."
Woo!
That's terrible. It wasn't even, like, it was so, like, weird. And it wasn't, like, exactly Sound of Music. Like, it was close enough for them to call it Sound of Music, but it wasn't really, like, the Sound of Music.
Like, they're doing those with all of, like, the okay musicals. Like, they did one for, like, Rent that was weird, and then they did
that
one.
Was weird.
They, like, did one for Hairspray.
Wow.
And I just, like, blank whenever I think about any of
these. I was, like, trying to remember if they did any more after Peter Pan. And they did. And I watched them all. I just forgot about them.
Peter Pan was, like,
so unmemorable. Yeah, like,
for, like, the sheer fact that Christopher Walken was in it.
So boring.
It was so horrible.
Hairspray was awful. Christopher Walken was in that one, too.
I know. But at least with the Peter Pan one, you had the entertainment factor of, like, Christopher Walken forgetting his lines about, like, every 20 minutes or so, and he'd just look into the camera for about a minute, and then, like, somebody would, like, whisper it to him off camera, and he'd be like,
"Oh, well, that's right.
Oh, Shmee," and I'd be like, "Oh, okay." Also, oh gosh, I feel like there was one other person that was, like, in a ton of them too, but now I'm drawing a blank. Oopsies.
That's okay. That's quite all right.
Wow. Live television really is a treasure to behold. It's a treasure to behold, not for long. You have to remember it in your brain and talk about it with your friends to make sure it really did happen.
I just remember, like, I used to watch shows with my family when I was, like, 7 or something that were, like, America's Funniest Home Videos or, like, America's Got Talent. And that was the peak of America, I believe.
Yeah, that was really good. Like, gathering with your family to watch a really good episode of, like, The Middle or something. Yeah.
Oh, man. I just love, like, just sitting on the couch and then laughing at, like, I don't know, Howie Mandel or something on the TV. Like, not only does Deal or No Deal, but I feel like America's Got Talent was his dish.
America's Got Talent was amazing. It was amazing.
And then, like, when they replaced, like, all of, like, the good judges, they weren't actually good. They were, like, annoying as hell, but they were, like, not boring, at least. So, like, Sharon Osbourne, Howie Mandel, and then, oh, gosh, there was one other person. Wasn't his name, like, Piers or something?
Piers Morgan.
But, like, once they replaced those people, it was, like, just bad. Just horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, God.
Shame.
Didn't they do, like, Tyra Banks as one of the judges at some point
or something? That period where they had all the guest judges was definitely not their finest moment.
Just hell.
It really was. It really was.
Oh, man. But, you know, Howie Mandel is just such an interesting guy. And now he appears on, like, TikTok, and I'm like, huh.
Yeah, well, I saw that.
All right. Like, I forget what he even did, but I was like, is that?
I saw that Howie Mandel? One where he was, like, wearing a cat onesie, and there was one where his daughter made him do the, why are you so obsessed with me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I, like, I don't know why that reminded me of this, but just, I'm really glad we moved past the stage in time where adult onesies were a trend.
Mm-hmm. That was really, like, terrible.
Like, you'd go to Target and be like, yeah, I think I want a Cookie Monster onesie today. And just,
you'd go and, like, for Christmas, they'd have, like, the elf onesies. You were like, yeah, this is good and normal. A normal thing adult people do. What a nice time. What a time to be alive.
I'm also glad that, you know, Uggs passed.
Yeah. We're free now.
Horrible.
Really free from the grips. We're free from the grips of, like, people wearing onesies outside. That was a bad time.
I mean, we have furries now, so that's a little bit worse, but fine.
Yeah, but, like, I don't hear about furries very much, so I feel like it's okay. But, like,
I don't hear about furries, but now that I've moved here, you see them, and it's terrifying because it tells you that they don't only exist on the internet, but they actually go out like this. And I'm like,
sorry to, like, anyone who's a furry, but, like, the life you live is scary to me. I'm afraid.
Same here. I don't really have anything against them. They're probably really nice people.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all, like, very uncomfortable. I'm just, scared to be, like, near one in fear of, like, what they'll do. And, like, I know they probably won't do anything. Like, no, they're not doing anything. But, like, I'm just too scared. It's like encountering a real wild animal in public. Like, if I saw, like, a wolf while I was walking through the Colorado Mills Mall, I would probably be like, oh, well, it's not hurting anyone, but I really don't want to be near it anymore.
Yeah. Like, it's just the fact that, like, most of the time you don't know who's under there, and also, like, there's so much, like, weird sex stuff involved with furries that I don't want to even be in this.
I can't be the around
possibility
them.
No, I don't want that near me or my children.
My children will never see that because I'll keep them at home all the time.
Well, I feel like that's what's making furries. They're at home so much.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like, yeah. The people at our school, not to, like, do a call out, but, like, you can tell it was homeschool.
You really can. It's scary. I don't know. I wonder what this school is going to be like, because, you know,
I'm really excited for your new adventure.
You know, taking Korean.
Are you actually going to take Korean?
Well, I don't know. I put it as my alternate for French, because they have AP French, and I kind of need that, but I put it as my alternate, just in case. So, we'll see happens.
Wow. What if you ended up taking both French and Korean?
That would really be something special.
That would, well, it would suck, probably. It'd be probably really hard.
It probably really would suck. I don't have the brain capacity for just one language. So, you know, we'll see how that goes.
God, I'm so glad I got out of Spanish. Like, I had like one brain cell. I know in my heart that if I were like, if I had to take Spanish 4 this year, I would definitely do very bad in that class. I was like, I was really bad at it. And so, like, the only reason I passed is because we, like, never had tests. We only had, like, worksheets. And the teacher liked me, so she would just, like, give me 100 on the worksheets. But then when we did take tests, I would get D's and C's. And so I was like, oh, this is really terrible. I did so bad on all the finals. Like, the winter final, I think I got a C on. And the spring final, I did really bad. Like, she curved the winter one, and then we were like, hey, will you curve the final again, Senora? And she was like, I don't understand what this curving is. Can someone explain it to me? And we were like, well, basically, you just, like, take off some questions, and then if you get them right, then you still get to keep the points, but if you get them wrong, then it just makes your average better. And she was like, I don't think I understand. And then she tried to do it. And, like, I had an F for a couple of days. And we all were like, oh, my God. Like, you didn't do this right. You did not do this right even a little bit. And she was like, I just don't understand the curving.
Oh, my God.
I felt really bad. But, like, I did really bad on the test. I really needed, like, every point.
Oh, no. World language teachers are really just something else. Like, somehow you're like smart enough to know like two languages, which, like, good by you, but you're also just like so
you're also like
at the same
awful
time
at teaching it.
Just like horrible.
Oh my God. The space the second language takes up in your brain is like takes the place of any like communication skills you may have previously had.
Just the thing is, I didn't really like Mr. Kearns because he seemed like so on edge all the time. And like you could tell when he was like about to like tip over, because like he'd start growing stubble and like not wear his ties. Oh, and I'd be like, oh my God. That's the most like clear observation that I could possibly make, because just like I've never seen somebody where it's like so just clear that they're not doing well because they're like a little bit just disheveled. I don't know, but he scared me because he'd be really high pitched when he got mad, which like was something I was not used to.
I don't even really like to think about that. Oh, I remember. You go.
No, you go. I didn't have anything to say.
Wow, great. That's inspiring.
I know.
Yeah, I remember one time when I was in Spanish 3 freshman year, like there was this one day we walked in and like she was so on edge. She was like she was really like she was so pissy at us. And then my friend who had that class, like I had it third, and so then she had it fifth, and she like texted me at the end of the day. She was like, oh my God, like your class must have been like really bad. Senora cried in our class about how bad you guys were. And I was like, I don't even remember anything happening. Like we didn't even do anything. Yeah. Tech decked the whole time.
Oh my god. The thing is, sometimes I wanted to pity him and be like, all right, this can be pretty stressful. But then he'd give us like the weirdest lessons that were like slightly intrusive. Like at one point we had to like learn, I think it was like reflexive verbs or something like that. So like to do your makeup or something like that. And like to practice it or whatever, he would like go around like in a circle. We were a really small class, so he'd like go around in a circle and like ask us each one of these things. So he'd be like, oh, do you like take showers? And we'd be like, yes, I take showers. But like at one point it like started getting like slightly uncomfortable because he'd like ask people like, do you shave your legs? And we'd be like, yes, we shave our legs. And like at one point, like,
yes sir,
we would like start like targeting people like directly at the beginning of the day as like warm-ups. And then like he went to me and was like, do you do your makeup every day? And I was like, yes, I do my makeup every day. I really don't like this, but like I just And then, like, sometimes, like, out of nowhere, he'd ask, like, follow-up questions whenever we do warm-up stuff. So he'd be like, oh, like, what did you do over the weekend or something? And we'd be like, oh, like, we went to a restaurant. But then he'd be like, oh, what's the occasion? And you'd be like, my mom's birthday. That was really fun.
And, no, that's where the world language teachers really get me down, because like I had to like make up a whole double life for myself in that class, so it would seem so thing. I would like have enough things to talk about to use all the verbs. Like
the thing
we had to do this camping unit about like nature and camping and going outside, and I you know had very little experience in that era. Like I don't really go camping, and so I like made up this. She was like, write about a time that you went outside and had fun. And I like made up this whole story about how my family went camping and like I saw a bear and there was a lake. And she was like, this is so good. I was like, it's all a lie.
I'm sorry. I made up like a double life in French just to like go with all the verbs that I like knew by heart. So I'd be like, I like to go hiking. But then, like, whenever he'd ask, like, follow-up questions, I'd get nervous because I was like, he's on to me. He knows I don't like hiking. I'm sorry. And then also, like, there would be, like, some things about my real life that would kind of, like, sneak in or whatever. Like, I'd use your name whenever I was, like, talking about, like, friend. Like, oh, what do you do with your friends? And I'd be like, we go to the mall. And I go to the mall.
Good.
Like, I don't know. I lived a very strange life in my French teacher's eyes, but it's fine. And then at the end of the year, the one thing that I did, like, truthfully was like, haha, this summer I am going to live in California and I'm not coming back. And he was probably like, oh, that's probably a lie to you. He also, like, got oddly mad at, like, the kids in our class when, like, he'd, like, go up to each of them individually and be like, are you taking French 3 next year? And then, like, there was this one girl that was like, oh, no, I'm going to, like, Warren Tech, so I can't do that. And he was like, I'm sure we can figure out something. You want to take French 3, right? And she'd be like, oh, yeah, like, but I just, like, I can't do that. And he'd like get more threatening and be like, people take French 3, but you know, there's nothing you can do about it. And I'm glad I didn't do that. So
yeah, what can you do when no one likes taking languages because they're so hard and not fun?
Like, I just wish I had like an actually useful language. Like, if we grew up in Europe, then learning languages would be so much more helpful.
Yeah, like I don't remember a single thing from Spanish, and I know I'll never use it, because, like, why would I?
We're just, like, so landlocked. There's literally, like, the only, like, somewhat helpful language you can learn is Spanish, but, like, if you lived in Europe, you're literally, like, next door to, like, Germany and France, so there would be an actual purpose to learning different languages, But here, yeah. No. It's just no. Spanish. And then it's not even good Spanish. It's like white kids who are like, habla español, señor. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like gringo Spanish. Like the worst.
Oh my god.
Yo hablo español. Sí, muy, 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 muy bien. If Spanish person heard that, they'd be like, no, we're speaking English today.
That's like why I get scared when like people who are actually like native to a language ask me to speak it, and they're like, oh no, you can do it. And I'm like,
I really can't. I'm sorry.
I know I can't. I know you think I can, but I cannot.
American education, it's not as good.
It's like failed us. The thing is, my mom isn't that good at many things, but since she grew up in Europe, she is very good at languages. And she's like, oh, I just know a little bit of French. Can you like show me your French? And I'm like, ha, je suis triste. Oui. And then she'll like respond to me like just completely fluent. And I'm like, oh, great. Thanks, Miss A Little Bit of French. Jesus.
Wow. What difficulties?
You see, I face difficulty in my modern white privileged life.
In my stupid, like, white American life.
White you see, American I complain cheese. About things like these.
I complain about not being very good at Spanish.
Oh my god.
God, I hate myself. Like, I'm not entitled at all. And then I'm like, but it's just silly how people who know two languages aren't good at teaching the second one. Shut up, dumb self.
Dumb self. Oh, yeah. Okay, one thing that, like, I think I'm not very, okay, I'm privileged, but I think I have at least some respect to, like, people who work and stuff. Because, like, I feel like moms are much more like, oh my god, you didn't put the right amount of ice in my latte. And, like, I'm okay if, like, they spell my name, like, just so wrong. But, like, my mom will, like, force it upon me to, like, I'll be ordering something and she'll be like, spell your name for them. Do it. And I'll be like, no, it literally doesn't matter. Nothing matters. I don't look at my stupid name.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just,
and they're like, so like stupid. Sometimes, you know, we'll go to a restaurant, I'll order a chicken quesadilla and they'll bring me back with no chicken. And I'm like, this is great. Thank you. And my dad's like, why did you say that? It's not great. This is no chicken on it. And I'm like, it's fine. It's good. It's great.
I get that people think that like the younger generation is like super rude and entitled or whatever, but I think they're much nicer to like people who work than like, what would you even call like the generation of our parents? Would you say Gen X?
They're Gen Xers.
Is it Gen Xers?
Yeah.
But like, I feel like Gen Xers are like so much more entitled and they're just.
They so are.
Like, I will get scared in restaurants because I know my mom's gonna like speak to the manager because there's not enough like beans. I don't know.
Like, you know, it's fine. Like, I don't really care. And like boomers sometimes like they'll be really rude and I'm like, well, like maybe like it's kind of justified because it was like you probably grew up in a different time, like you're super old, so that's probably makes your life kind of hard because you can't really do anything because you're like 100 and you know, like life's gone your way maybe, and like it's almost over, like there are no more second chances at this point.
Over.
And so like when they're mean, I'm like, yeah, like I'd probably be mean too, they're so old. But, like, when Gen Xers are mean, I'm like, no, you have no right to be mean to me. Yeah. Like, we're living, like, the same life. You did this too, so yeah. Don't pretend like you're better than anyone else. Like, we're all so living the same dumb. Way.
It's the same thing. Like, sometimes I know complaining is, like, justified or whatever, but, like, for example, my dad just got, like, this super nice house over here. It's, like, mm-hmm. it's up there. I can admit it's, like, super fancy. And he's over here complaining that, like, the pool waterfall, he can't find the switch for it. And I'm like, oh, my God. All right. I'm out. That's enough for me. Like, finished. Oh, my God. And then, like, whenever, like, a Gen X or something, like one of my parents or like my family or something, like, is like, mm-hmm. oh, you kids are so lazy. I'm like, I do like 5 hours of homework mm-hmm. a day during the school season, and you don't think I deserve my stupid summer break?
Yeah,
that's people, so they're like, dumb.
My mom will come home and she'll be like, Anna, you've laid in your bed the whole day. And I'm like, oh, yeah, but, like, today's my only day off this week. And yeah. I had to read an entire book for Lang, and I had to write 3 essays and, like, yeah. one, like, 1,000-word response. So I thought that maybe today, just for, like, one day, I could lay in my bed and, like,
yeah.
watch Stranger Things Season 3, even though it's been spoiled for me for, like, 2 weeks. Like, I couldn't watch it the day it came out.
Like, sorry. Every year summer comes around, my mom will, like, come up to me and be like, you kids, your summer is just too long. They should make it shorter. And I'm like, actually, for once, I think I deserve this. For once in my life, I think I deserve something after, like, so much stress and, like, sleepless nights. I think this is the one thing mm-hmm. that I owe to myself to enjoy. Like, please, just let me have this. I get yeah. it that, like, you have, like, a full-time job or whatever, and that's uh-huh. really hard, and, you know, you don't have summer breaks, but just,
yeah,
let us
just, like, have let this. Me have summer break. I only have, like, 2 more of these, and, like,
yeah,
this is, like, the last time I can hang out with my friends,
and honestly, they're not even really breaks anymore, because now you're old enough to where you're, like, kind of expected to get a job over the summer too, so honestly, oh my it's not God. Really much of a break anymore anyway.
Having a job sucks so much. It's, like, the worst thing ever. It made me so sad to work there. Oh my God. Like, it was, like, dehumanizing to wear that stupid uniform, and, like, I had to wear khakis that I got from Old Navy, but they were so, like, oh no. poorly made that, like, there were holes in the knees where it, like, my knee bends, you know?
Oh no.
Like, it was really terrible. And everyone is, like, so mean to you because you're just, like, a little kid. Like, they're like,
you don't have a full-time job because you don't deserve one.
I'm like, please, no. I'm just a little kid. Like, I just, like, wanted money to so I could buy Doc Martens and put gas in my car.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be here. Like, you think I like being here?
Have a job. It's just, it's not.
Yeah, it's a job. Work is work. Like,
yeah, you gotta work for money, or at least most mm-hmm. people have to. So just respect yeah. the people just, there. Like,
it's have a nice hard. Attitude and don't be me.
Just, like, have a little empathy and mm-hmm. we'll both get along just fine yeah. and everything will be fine.
That'd be quite all right.
I think yeah. that'd be quite all right.
I think that'd be mighty nice oh, if we man. Were all a little kinder.
Be rooting, be tooting,
but most importantly,
be kind. Oh my God.
Amen. Well,
Amen.
I think that's a good
yeah, point that's a good place to end. It off.
Yeah, and we're also if you made almost it, at the 50-minute point. Yeah.
If you made it to this point in the podcast, thanks for listening. Tell your friends or don't. We don't really care. Anyway, is there anything you'd like to say, Dawn?
I don't know. We'll probably do more of these. I don't know. Like,
yeah, this was good and fun.
Week, maybe, or is that too much? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll do them sometimes, and you'll if you like them, then you'll listen to them.
Yeah.
This is Dawn. This is Anna and Dawn. Signing off, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.